And joining me live in studio this morning is CEO of Lower Valley Energy, that is Jim Webb, on the air today. Mr. Webb, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here with you, Duke. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming by. We invited you in studio today after we heard about some new options rolling out with Lower Valley Energy in order to communicate with customers. And it's a text message system, if I understand correctly. Tell us about it.
Right. Actually, we have a couple of new programs that we wanted to talk about. And, you know, first of all, we realize that the thing people hate the most is when there's an outage. I have to say, nobody hates outages more than me. But when the power's out, we know that that's a critical situation for people, and they want information. So we've got two systems that I want to talk about that we're excited to finally be able to roll out. We've been working on them for a long time. But, you know, when there's an outage, people want to know three things. The first thing they want to make sure Lower Valley knows that they're out. And that's the most of the calls we get when there's an outage. People just want us to know, make sure we know that they're out. So that's the first thing they want to know, is that we know. And the second thing is that crews are on the way. And then they like updates during the outage, so they know what's going on, they can be informed. And then also, they want to know when it comes back on. So we've got two new systems. One is on our website at lvenergy.com, and I think, Duke, you've looked at it, but it's an outage map, an active outage map. So you could go to our website right now and see any outages that Lower Valley has going on, how many people are out, and we call that the outage center. So people have been looking at that. We've got good feedback back. So anytime if you want to kind of just see if you're on that map, if there's an outage, you can go take a look at that. And then on top of that, we have our new outage notification system. And this is pretty exciting. So our system will automatically notify people when there's an outage. It will just send you a text message and say that your power's out. And then it will give you updates, and it's interactive, so you can react to it and text back. So, and then also it will let you know when the power comes back on, and that's good to know. And you might still be off, so it will give you the opportunity. We think you're on, but you're not. That you can respond back and just say something like "still off," and then we'll pay extra attention to that.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting. I realize that that people don't like to get text all the time, but I want to let everyone know, number one, it's not going to be abused, so we're not going to give you the deal of the day or give you the message of the day. If you get a text from us, it's related to an outage.
Perfect. So is this something you have to sign up for, Jim, or are customers that have a number already in the database, is it automatically enroll them in? How does that work?
Yeah, good question. So if we have a good text number for you, you should have already received a text from Lower Valley. And that's not junk mail. Pay attention to it. And if you don't want to receive the text, you can just type in stop or hit stop, and you won't get those messages. And we realize not everybody wants an additional text message. But if you haven't gotten that, that might mean that we don't have a good number for you. So there's two things you can do. Number one, go to our website at lvenergy.com, and there's a button there, and it just says Outage Center. If you hit Outage Center, it takes you to that interactive map that you can look at, tells you weather information, all kinds of good information, but also it gives you the opportunity to sign up for the outage notification system. And then if that doesn't work for you or you don't want to do that, you can call us at 885-3175, and our people will help you get signed up.
Okay.
And like I said, anytime you can respond to us, let us know you're still out. But at any time, if you think it's bothersome, you don't want to get it, you just have to type in stop, and we'll respect that and take your name out.
Jim, you mentioned that most of the calls you get are just people trying to tell you, make sure that you know that there's an outage. So can people text you through this line even before you have notified them of an outage to say, hey, just so you know, I'm out here. Can they text that, or do they have to wait for a text to come to you first?
No, they can. They can text us. It's interactive, so they can let us know. But yes, traditionally when there's an outage, if it's of any size, our phones are flooded with people calling in, and we realize they just want us to know. And sometimes we don't know, so that's a good thing. So if you have an outage and you don't receive a text, make sure and still call us because we want to know. We've got some really good systems we've put in place that are automated, a great geographic information system, our SCADA system. We've got all kinds of systems that tell us, you know, what our system's doing, who's out, how things are reacting. But it's still very complicated. And when the linemen go out there, it's a huge puzzle. And I know people want frequent updates, and we're trying to get good at that. But a lot of times we don't know until they get out there and they can figure it out. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong. Trees on the line, animals in the line. When it's 20 below, something can break. You know, all kinds of things can go wrong. So it's a huge puzzle. And our guys are great at trying to figure that out. And we've got, you know, like I said, automated systems that kind of point them in the right direction. But we might not know you're out. So still call. If you don't get a text, still let us know, text or call us so we can make sure we take care of it. Because it's really important to us that you have good service, that the power is on when you need it, and gas. And so we want to make sure that we do the best job that we can.
CEO of Lower Valley Energy, Jim Webb, in studio today. And Jim, maybe just to reiterate here, the system isn't coming out because you have a ton of outages. You guys are really, really good at your infrastructure, and you mentioned your staff and your linemen are so good. I just want to mention that this isn't happening because you're having outages all the time. It's just because you're trying to be ahead of the game, like Lower Valley Energy has done so well out.
No, thank you. And things are going well, but we just want to be better and be responsive to our customers. And probably the one complaint that we get is they don't know what's going on during an outage. So we're trying to address that. If it was up to me, you would never see another outage, and we wouldn't even have to have the system. But the size of our system, and like I said, all the things that go on, that's not going to happen. And so we just want to be prepared. And we're doing other things, too. We're working with the radio stations and our website to be more active during a big outage, that we're actually sending out more messages and keeping people informed. But then again, it is, when the guys head out, they don't know how long it's going to take. I wish we could say, hey, Duke, this is going to be an hour long, but that's hard to know. So, but yeah, just trying to get better, and we appreciate our customer, our members. They're also our owners, and we want to do the best job we can to provide the best service we can. And we just truly appreciate everybody, that all of our members, and are here to serve.
Jim Webb, CEO of Lower Valley Energy. Jim, thank you so much for your time. Anything else we missed, or anything else happening at LVE you'd like to mention?
No, you know, I think people have probably heard we did have a sizable outage a week ago Sunday up in Jackson, and it was longer. It was probably one of the three worst outages since I've been at Lower Valley for 35 years, and it was in East Jackson, and we had some bad underground that actually caused an issue in the substation. The main transformer went down, and we had 17 guys working for 20 hours. And we brought people on in stages, but the last few didn't come on until 4:30 the next morning. So long outage when it's 20, 30 below, and it can be life-threatening for people, and we know that. So when that happens, it's all hands on deck, and we do what we can as fast as we can. And people showed a lot of appreciation and stopped by and, you know, take the guys hot chocolate or coffee and something to eat. And they appreciate what they do, but still, that's a long time to be without power. And we did the best we could, and I hope that doesn't happen again. Like I said, that's one of the three worst in my long time at Lower Valley, and I hope that's the last of those.
Right? You could do without that, huh? That's Jim Webb, CEO of Lower Valley Energy. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.